Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden.
Oh, hi, Jaden. This is Sergio. I'm here with Reginald Spence. Reginald Sepinturt. He's filing out for Roundup.
Got you. Thank you.
All right.
Hello, Reginald.
Hi, how you doing? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Jaden. It's nice to meet you.
You say Jaden?
Jaden, with a J. J-A-Y-D-E-N.
Jaden. Hi, Jaden. Yeah, I just want to get your name. How you doing?
No worries. I'm good. How are you? I just want to let you know, sorry, that this call is being recorded for our attorneys and quality assurance purposes. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, sir?
Yes, sir.
And I just have to ask, did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I do not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And if I may ask, after spraying Roundup, what type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm very, very sorry, sir.
Yeah, it was rough.
If I may ask, have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, sir.
Got you. And we'll be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, it's me.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. And what year were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's?
I was diagnosed in 2015, in the fall, October 2015.
I'm very, very sorry about that, sir. And do you know the date, by chance? It's okay if not.
Diagnosed on October 11th of 2015.
And did you spray Roundup at home, work, or both?
No, I actually sprayed it at my residence. They're at home.
Got you. And then can I have the home address that you sprayed it at?
Yeah, 541 South Summerfield Lane. That's Spring, Texas, 77379.
Sorry, one more time. That was 541.
5415 Summerfield. Summerfield's all one word, Summerfield Lane, Spring, Texas, 77379.
And then I'm trying to read this back to you at 5415 Summerfield Lane, Summerfield Lane, Spring, Texas, 77379.
That's correct.
And did you spray Roundup at any other locations?
No.
Okay. And if I may ask, did any of your colleagues or neighbors or anyone else that you know ever spray Roundup?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know either.
No worries. And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
I was about 57 years old.
57 years old. Again, I'm very, very sorry about the non-Hodgkin's diagnosis. And if I may ask, how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
Well, 15 years. About 15 years, 6 months. Started about 2000.
Started spraying in 2000, so you sprayed for about 15 years?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. And I just have to ask, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I spread it 2 or 3 times a month.
So that would be that was a yes to at least 10 times or 10 days or more.
I'm sorry, Jane. I have a hard time hearing you. I don't know. Is your speaker working? I don't know. You kind of volume went down. I can't hardly hear you.
I'm sorry about that. So have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And then this next part is just for medical purposes. I have to ask, just let me know if you have any history of the following: HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy, or family cancer history?
I mean, just the, no, I don't have any of those. I mean, I just, you know, like I said, the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that I contracted is all I have on that list. But prior to that, I, you know, no.
Okay, so nothing on that list you have, or you don't have anything
on
that
list? No, like I said.
And there was no family cancer history or anything like that?
No, sir.
Perfect. And thank you for confirming. I'm very sorry. We just have to ask for medical purposes. The main injury you had was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
That's correct.
And then first name is Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D?
Correct.
And then what was your middle initial?
J as in Juliet.
And then Sapenter, S-A-P-E-N-T-E-R?
Yes, sir, Sapenter. I always say my sister made her last name famous. She won a silver medal in the Olympics in 76. Sapenter, yeah, Devil. She had a world record back in 76. Anytime people ask about her last name, because it's such a funny name, but my sister did win a silver medal in Montreal. Jayden, I don't think you were born then.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Said
she won a silver medal?
Yes, she did. Deborah won a silver medal. She was with the women's mile relay team. She ran track out of Prairie View, Texas.
For track. That's awesome.
Yeah, Deborah's something else. She's 70 now. She's something else, but yeah.
That's still...
Deborah made her last name kind of famous.
Yeah, that's really cool. Hey, nice. Did you get to go and see that? Did you go to go out there with her or not?
No, I wasn't able to. I was actually in the military academy at the time. I couldn't go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a long time ago, like 40 years ago.
Probably saw it on TV.
Yeah, actually, it's funny you say that. I was a plebe. I was a freshman at a military academy, and the senior upperclassman, we didn't have TVs, but the upperclassman heard my sister's last name on the screen. And he pulled me into his room and let me stand at attention and watch my sister run.
That's so funny.
Well, it's pretty interesting to say that because we didn't have TVs in freshman, but the senior recognized the last name because it's so unique. And he pulled me into the room and said, "Is that your sister?" I said, "Yeah, that's my sister." He said, "Watch her run." And I watched her run, then he kicked me off.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was just an interesting story.
That's just crazy that your sister was able to go and compete out in the Olympics. That's awesome, dude.
Deborah's tall. She had long legs. She was amazing. She's amazing. Oh, my gosh. She had a world record. She had a world record in the 51. I don't know if you ever ran track, Jayden, but she had a 51 in the quarter. It was a world record for a long time.
Dang.
51 seconds, yeah. Back then it was 440. It's pretty amazing.
Sapenter. Dang. And then Sapenter, though. I'm going to look that up. I just have to ask for the line. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Say again?
Sorry, this is just for the intake. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male,
perfect. And then Sapenter. I'm going to look that up later. And then
You got to Google that. I used to be in sales at a furniture store, and I'd be telling the parent about my sister, and the little kid had his little phone. He was Googling the name. He was looking it up while I was telling the parents. It's funny you say that, but you should look up the last name. Yeah, that's Deborah.
I will. Something
else. Appreciate it.
And then again, for the intake, are you married, sir?
Yeah, it's kind of separated right now. We're not together.
No worries. And then, can I have your date of birth, please?
January the 6th,
1958.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then this is just for medical purposes. Can I have your social ID?
Social Security number?
Oh, yes, sir. This just gives us access to any medical... Okay. Sorry, 235?
Yeah, 225-946091. That's private, though. You're not going to use that for anything else. So I've been hit with identity theft before. I apologize for it. I hate giving out my social security, but I mean, I know you guys are honest, but Man,
Is there a
I
way
went
for the
through one
attorneys
hell of
and
a
that's going
process.
to give us any that's going to give us access to any medical records that would relate to this injury? So that 2015 hospital visit, we're probably going to have to pull up. If I may ask, how did you learn of a first connection between Roundup and your injuries and cancer? So how did you first learn that Roundup could, or spraying Roundup could possibly lead to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, actually, it was online internet.
Was it around 2015 or is it before that?
No, I kind of heard about it in like 2010 or 2000. I'm kind of around the times I was using Roundup, but then around 2015 is when they really started putting it out on the internet. So yeah, it would have been around 2015. I'm sorry. I mean, I was using it back in 2000. There was, yeah, but it had to be around 2015 that I started hearing it on TV and internet.
Got you. Yeah. And then this next part, again, for medical purposes, can I have your height and weight?
5'10", about 155 pounds.
5'10 and 155.
165, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I don't have an email on file. Can I have your primary email address, please?
Yeah, it's RJ. It's my first initial, my middle initial, RJ Sappinter, last name at gmail.com.
You. And then I'm trying to read this back to you to make sure I have it on file correctly. RJSAPENTER at gmail.com.
Yes. That's it.
Perfect. Sorry?
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. And then the primary phone number I have is 832-506-1448. That's the same number we're speaking on.
Yeah, that's the only number I have.
Perfect. And then is that a mobile home phone?
That's a mobile phone.
Mobile phone, like an iPhone or Android.
Yes. Android.
Perfect. And then this next part is just for your usage and your exposure to the Roundup. How many times per month, or yeah, how many times per month would you say that you sprayed Roundup?
I don't know. I use it about 2 or 3 times a month.
Two or three times a month, you said?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 times a month, yeah.
Just one second. And then for about 15 years, or yeah, from 2000 to 2015. That was correct.
Yeah, that's exactly right. About 15 years, 6 months.
Got you. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh yeah, I was using it probably a year before my
2014.
diagnosis. Yes.
Perfect. And when did you start spraying Roundup? You said 2000. Sorry,
It
just
would have
have to
been
confirm.
2000, probably around, yeah, probably around April of 2000.
April. Okay, April of 2000. Thank you for confirming. And then you stopped spraying in what month of 2015?
Would have been October of 2015.
Okay. And you stopped spraying Roundup because of the diagnosis you received, or because of online reviews, or?
Oh, actually, I was getting some side effects, but I was getting some side effects, so I started feeling bad. So, I went to my doctor, and then I stopped using Roundup because my doctor told me to stop using it. She said I was diagnosed with cancer.
And was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
So again.
Was the Roundup applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
I did year round, and we had weeds. Weeds came up in the spring, but in Texas we don't have any winter, so I get weeds almost year round.
So, probably monthly.
Yeah, probably monthly.
And then was it applied by hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
No, I had a hand sprayer, about a 3 gallon jug.
3 gallon jug. And while spraying at the time, did you use any protective gear?
No, just Not really.
And you said it was applied residentially, correct?
Yeah, there at the house.
Was that on like a garden?
Actually, I was spraying the weeds in the backyard, and I did have a garden. I had a garden in the back. I had weeds in the front yard, backyard, and then on the garden, so it would have been all three places.
Got you. So wherever necessary, sprayed weeds, wherever they came up, and in his backyard?
That's correct.
And then what state did you use the product in? Was it only Texas?
Yes, Texas.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. And then what was your, you said your exposure was residential. You never used it at work, correct?
No, never used it at work.
Just at home?
Just at home.
And you were first exposed probably through your home gardening, right?
That's correct.
And how were you exposed to Roundup? Was it indirectly or directly?
Well, you know, when I was spraying it, it kind of got in the air. It would probably have been directly because, you know, I would spray it, but the mist would be, you know.
Got you.
It had to be directly. Then I was kind of walking through it. I didn't have any protective gear on.
Okay.
It was hot. I had sweating. It's through my skin. I'm pretty sure it's sweating and indirectly.
Yeah. And then, yeah, these are usually yes or directly. This next question is probably for sure. Yes. Did you personally spray Roundup? We have to ask.
Yes. Yes. Perfect. Yes, sir.
Got you. And how often, again, these are pretty easy to answer. How often were you present during the application of Roundup? So probably always?
Yeah, I was there the whole time.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? Just to the best of your knowledge,
100,
well, 200?
Good God. For 15 years? A couple hundred. Maybe, you know, maybe 100. I mean, if I did two or three times a month and did it monthly, and so if I did it monthly and then for 15 years, 12 months a year, all times, 12 times what, 15 is what? That's 150.
And again, so, and okay, I'm very, very sorry about all this, and thank you for being able to share this with me. I have over 100 hours of exposure for Roundup.
Yes, correct.
Sorry, okay, wait, and I got that correct, right?
Yes, that would be correct. I'm thinking if I did it, you know, monthly for 15 years.
Yeah.
On that, Jay, do the math, yeah.
And did you ever live near a water well, if I may ask?
The what?
A water well.
Water well? Oh, well, no.
Perfect. You never got your water from a well, correct?
No.
And again, thank you for your time. We are almost done here. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, I just use Roundup. I'm uncomfortable with the other stuff.
Got you. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
No, and have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate, premix, both?
Actually, both. It depends upon what Home Depot had at the time, but I would use both.
Okay. And you said it was bought from Home Depot?
That's correct.
Anywhere else?
No, they had the cheapest price.
Got you. Home Depot, majority. And then, again, if you for this next part, if you don't have any, that's totally okay. Do you have any purchase information, proof of purchase, pictures, credit card receipts, any Roundup in your possession?
I sure don't.
It's okay.
No, I sure don't, unfortunately.
Sorry. And then, do you have any receipts? You said no, right? No Roundup in your possession?
No, I don't. No, I don't keep it. I haven't kept it all these years.
And have you ever smoked?
No, I don't smoke or drink.
Perfect. And are you currently employed?
I'm retired.
Retired. And have you lost any time from work because of the surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
No, not really. No, I didn't.
Got you. And have you ever been in the military?
Yeah, I was in the National Guard.
So, you said National Guard?
Yes, sir.
And then I just have to ask you a few questions about your service history. And again, thank you for your service. Do you know the dates that you served?
Yes, well.
The dates?
I left college in May of 81. And then did National Guard for a period. Did National Guard for till reserve. That would have been. Got out 2019.
From 1981 to 2019.
Yeah.
Got you. And what? Okay, got you. So over 20 or close to 40 years of basically 40 years of experience.
Yeah, that's true.
Got you. And then what type of discharge did you receive, if I may ask?
Honorable.
Honorable.
Oh yeah.
Got you. Perfect. And have you ever were you ever stationed at Tool Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
I visited my buddy at Camp Lejeune, but I did visit them though, but no, I mean, I wasn't ever stationed there, but.
Were you there for 30 days or more, if I may ask? Or less?
No, it wasn't that long. No, it wasn't that long, no.
Not less. Okay, it was not that long.
No, it wasn't 30 days, no.
And do you have your, if you have it on you, do you have your Veterans Administration number?
Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, yeah. Not really. I'd have to look that up.
Is that obtainable by chance? Can we get our hands on that?
Yeah.
Or would we be able to get your hands on that on this call?
Yeah, I might be able to.
No worries. Take your time. Let me know how it goes. We'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
And then this was just the Veterans Administration number. Perfect.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, it says here the number. Gosh, man, I'm so old and blind, I can't hardly read this. Let's see.
And then did you say you were ready?
Yeah, I think I'm.
Sorry about that.
Okay, this it says the number is 10.
Sorry, it's coming.
082.
I have 10.
104-708-2796.
And then I'm going to read this off to you just to make sure I have this correct. I have 104-708-2796.
That's correct.
Perfect. And again, thank you so much. Very sorry about that. Do you receive VA benefits, if I may ask?
I'm retired. I do receive a little bit.
Yes. Perfect.
But I didn't, because I didn't go overseas. I mean, I received partial benefits. Yeah.
Partial benefits. No worries. And then we just have to ask. And have you ever been in, this next part is just claims and court cases. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, I haven't.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, I haven't.
And then other than minor traffic offenses, parking tickets and stuff like that, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, I haven't.
Perfect. This next part is just going to be for your medical or where you were treated at for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then after that, I'll send all the documents. Do you have the name of the name of the hospital that you were treated at?
Yeah, that's HCA. HCA Houston Northwest.
Houston Northwest. Is that off Cypress Creek?
It is. It sure is. It's just off. It is off Cypress Creek, 710 Cypress Creek Parkway.
Perfect.
I don't know the zip code. I'd have to look it up. I don't know that.
I was able to look it up. I'm just going to read it off to you. Let me know if this sounds familiar. For the HCA Houston Healthcare Northwest, I have 710 Cypress Creek Parkway, Houston, Texas, 77090.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
Okay. And then just one second. And I'm just going to type this in, and then I'll get right back with you.
Okay.
Do you know the name of that doctor that you were treated by?
I don't think he's there anymore, but I think it's Dr. Washington. First name, LeBaron. LeBaron, L-A-B-A-R-O-N, Washington. Dr. Washington.
L-A-B-E-R-O-N? LeBaron?
L-A-B-A, as an alpha. L-A-B-A-R-O-N, LeBaron.
Got you. Dr. LeBaron T. Washington?
Correct.
Perfect. Dr. LeBaron. Okay. And then this next part, I have to ask for the attorneys. How has the diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma impacted your life?
You know, it really puts you out, makes you miserable for that period of time. But you know, they caught it stage one, so I was able to catch it early and get through it. But I'm just glad it, you know, hasn't gone the slack in remission. So the impact is more minimal than I thought it would be. You know, you hear you have cancer and you get real scared, but it's fortunate that the treatment stage one was pretty quick. So the impact was emotional, you know, it was emotional at first. But as far as impact, I was actually able to soldier on.
That's great to hear. I will say, so thankfully they caught it early. He's very fortunate now. But at the time, it was very distressful. They didn't know what was going to happen. Thankfully, they had good doctors.
That's a fact. Oh, yeah. That's exactly right.
Very distressed. And didn't know what to expect or what the outcome.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. I mean, and I'm very, very sorry, especially if there's no, like, history of anything. No one's ever been through that. It's hard to go through.
It's just fortunate.
Yeah. And again, we are almost done here. Very sorry, I'm just filling this out. Do you have medical records? Perfect. And then, do you have medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
I'd have to look in my again, and it's somewhere in the storage. I'd have to go in the storage and try to dig it out. I've looked before, and I couldn't find it, but I'll look again.
Mm-hmm. The hospitals do have it, though, correct?
I don't think he's there anymore, but I wouldn't know for sure.
Do you think they would have the records? Okay. Well, I mean, again, and our attorneys will be able to figure that out. If you do have it, though, at some point. Sorry, what?
Okay. I'll definitely look.
And then what was the date of your diagnosis again? 10/11, 2015?
Yeah, that would have been October the 11th of 2015.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for NHL? Was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery? No treatment?
Yeah, I received chemotherapy through the IVs.
Got you. And then can I have your full home address?
Yeah, the 5415.
Oh, same as before.
That's Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. That's my ex. That's on my driver's license. But you know, we separated and I moved into the apartment. But I don't want to lose the mail or anything. So I don't know what.
Yeah, we were gonna. If they were to mail you anything, where would you be at? Where could we reach you at?
I'm at 15001 Crosswinds Drive, apartment 3401. That's in Houston, Texas, 7032. But my driver's license, apartment 3401.
Got you.
That's in Houston, Texas.
But you said your driver's license still has the 5415 Summerfield on it, and you basically still reside there.
Yeah, I still receive mail there. Yeah, I mean.
Got you. And if we were just to reach you directly, you would want it to go get to you as quick as possible. So I'm gonna put the 15001. I can put an alternate address, and if they ask you, just let them know. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate that. That helps a lot, James.
And then I'm just going to read this off to you. I have 15001 Crosswinds, CrossWinds Drive, Houston, Texas, USA, 77032.
You got to put that apartment number in there, or I won't get it. I didn't hear you read off the apartment.
That was apartment 3401?
Yeah, I didn't hear you read that off. And if it's not on there, I won't get it.
Got you. No worries.
No, thank you.
And then for this last part, we request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact, did they live with you or not live with you?
Yeah, they don't live with me, but my ex. But I mean, we're still,
gotcha.
You know, we're still friends. 7-3-3.
What was the number?
I better look it up. I used to know it by heart. She'd be mad if I didn't know it by heart. But
no worries. And then you said this was your wife.
Yes.
And then can I just have her first name and then phone number?
Rose. First name is Rose.
Got you.
And the phone number's.
We do have permission to contact her, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. And then whenever you're ready for the phone number.
713-377-1134.
Perfect. So for Rose, I have her number at 713-377-1134.
That's correct.
Okay. And then I'm just going to make sure I have all this information correct. I'm going to send over the documents. As soon as you get those signed, the attorneys will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, okay?
Okay.
I have your diagnosis date as October 11th, 2015.
Right.
Perfect. The home address you used at was 5415 Summerfield Lane, Spring, Texas, 77379.
That's correct.
Perfect. Let's see. Reginald J. Sapinter, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, J. Sapinter, S-A-P-E-N-T-E-R. I think I said G. Sorry about that.
That's correct.
Perfect. And then date of birth I have on file is 0106-1958, and the social I have is 22. Perfect. The social I have on file is 225-946-091.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to send over these documents. Let me know as soon as you get them, and we'll walk through them together. It's going to come through. Oh, just one second. I'm sorry. Okay, perfect. They should be coming through right now. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry.
Are you sending an email or text?
Just one second, actually. It's not going through. Sorry. Very sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. Should have gone through to text and email. Just let me know.
Okay. I usually get the text pretty quick. Oh, okay. Yeah, there it is.
Perfect. As soon as you click on the link, it's going to take you to a few pages. They're going to say either agree or continue at the bottom. As soon as you click through that, it's the front page is going to say, let me see. Just one second. It's going to take you to a DocuSign. You're probably going to have to continue through a few things or click agree. And then the first page is going to say Roundup Weed Killer Litigation Contract of Employment. As soon as you're on that, just let me know. On the top, it's going to start.
Okay.
Sorry, can you still hear me?
This site can actually, if you're missing. Not sure why it says that.
Sorry?
This site can't ask your permission. No, no. It says DocuSign wants you to use this device location. I said allow.
Perfect.
And then it says this site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or overlays from other apps. I don't know what's going on, to be honest with you, Jaden.
Is there a continue?
If they try again or cancel, I mean. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Oh, continue.
It might be a continue
at
the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cool. And then.
Man, I get real nervous. Yeah, I kind of freak out about this stuff. Okay, so it opened up.
The front page, again, is going to say Roundup Weed Killer Litigation Contract of Employment. Throughout, it's going to ask you for your small signatures. There's probably going to be, I think, like a highlighted yellow start button. Just click on that.
Uh-huh.
And then wherever it has you either draw out or fill in a signature, just complete there. As soon as you're done, just let me know. And if you have any questions about the documents, also just let me know. If anything on there is misspelled, like personal information, addresses, date of births, anything like that, just let me know and I can resend the documents as well.
It says you're done signing.
Perfect. If it asks you to continue or sign up for anything, you don't have to do that. You can swipe out. You're good for now on. If you want to print that document out, you can as well from that page or straight from the link that you initially clicked on.
Okay.
For today, you're good to go, though. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. Yeah, it's just going to have my name, my office hours. If you have any questions, you can let me know. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, I think, from an 888 number. If they miss you the first time, they'll leave a voicemail, and you can call that number back. But, yeah,
okay.
If you have any questions, you can also reach out to me at my 949 number, okay?
Thank you so much for your help, Jaden.
Of course, you too. If you have any questions, just let me know. Thank you.
Okay.